speech went out this morning, and I'm having difficulty with my hearing this morning, so I hope it don't affect my talking too much. But anyway, I'm not going to keep you over an hour and a half anyway. So, oh man, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord. We want to try to study something this morning in the book of John. And if you would turn your Bibles to the book of John in the 13th chapter and verse 37. 13:37. Yeah. Here we're going to be discussing today Peter and the things that beset him, the things that he had to go through. He had a rough time of it because of all the things that he had to go through with. And sometimes he tried to do things that he thought was pleasing to the Lord, and they wasn't. But the Lord rebuked him for it. But he always come back, and we'll see this in the scripture this morning. He always come back and says, "Lord, thou knowest all about me." And the Lord said, "All is well," you know. So this is the thing we're going to try. We've got a couple, three places that we want to read. But anyway, in verse 37, or let's just go in 36. Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" And of course, Jesus, back in the other verses, has said that he was, "Little children, yet a little while, and I am with you. Yet ye seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot go." So we see here that Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whether goest thou?" Mm-hmm. And Peter was not clear on the situation, but Jesus answered him, "Whether I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice."
Amen.
Now this is familiar scripture with everybody, and we know what the conversation is all about. But I would like to ask you something this morning and see if I just while ago was studying a little bit, but he said to Peter, "Whether I go, thou cannot follow me now." And I thought about, you know, to death. But if you read some of the scriptures or the references to Peter, how he died, John wrote a letter, supposedly, telling the story of Peter when he was dying. And Peter refused to be crucified like the Lord Jesus. And he, so the story goes, and there is maybe some problem with the space of time when John wrote that, and I have no idea, but I'm just putting this out for you to consider and think about. But Peter refused to be crucified upside down. And so John wrote a letter, and I never had seen that, anything of it, but some of the writers and all says that he wrote a letter that Peter was crucified upside down because he didn't want to be like Christ, so he was crucified upside down. And this come into my mind, "Whether I go, thou cannot follow me now."
Right.
And of course that, I mean, Jesus was going to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it's just a food for thought this morning. But anyway, Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee." So we see here that that Jesus telling Peter this morning that he was going to deny him three times. And so we want to look again this morning in the 18:15. John 18:15. And Simon Peter, following Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out the other disciple, and this other disciple, according to what I understand, was John,
right,
which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Now, we see here that they were there about the door, and John had went in with Jesus, and then for some reason he realized Peter's not in here. And so he goes back to the door and asks about John, about Peter, as he says here in verse 17, then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples? And he says, I am not. Now remember these denials, because Jesus had already foretold Peter that you're going to deny me three times.
Right.
And so we see here, this is the first time that Peter did this, but when you get to thinking about this, you think about over in 18:10, I believe it is. I want to show you something here. When they come to get Jesus, then Simon Peter, of course, here I'm jumping a little bit ahead of myself, but it's, they come to get Jesus. Look at verse 6. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him. And this is where the Judas betrayed Christ with a kiss. Because he told them in one of the other books, whoever I kiss, that's the one that you're coming after. So in this, the Bible indicates some that this thing that Judas did here, well, John kind of thought about it when Peter had did what he did. But anyway, and then in verse 6, as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these others go, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which thou givest me, I lost none. And there's several places in the scripture here where that it tells about these things might be fulfilled, and showing you how much aware of the fact that Jesus was, that when he come to this earth, he knew everything that was going to happen,
right,
before it happened, because he and God had talked it over, and he told him what was going to happen. But then he says in verse 9, that the same might be fulfilled, and I read it. Then in verse 10, then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. Now, I wanted to read this to you because do you see the change in Peter, mm-hmm, from the time that he was there facing that crowd? I mean, hey, there wasn't a scared bone in his body, according to what I understand here. And he had that sword.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen. When that damsel asked him if he was, he still had the sword. And so, according to all I understand, read and search, He always kept that sword because, I mean, it was just something that he carried. But anyway, he said here, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. And then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into thy sheath. The cup which my Father has given me shall I not drink.
Right.
This again was something that Jesus told Peter about that would hinder him from obeying his Father. And so this was something that Peter really and truly did it earnestly, not for the honor and glory, but because he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus tells him this kind of as a warning, and Peter didn't understand what he was talking about. But now we see here in 18:15, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood by at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, John, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. So here he comes in, and listen, people, he's still got the sword. And he had the intent to use it there in the garden when they were trying to arrest Jesus. And he's still here, but he says it's altogether a different situation here now. So here, then said the damsel, and this was I think they called it a servant girl. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art thou also one of this man's disciples? And he said, I am not. Mm-hmm. Now, again, you see the change in Peter, and you remember what Jesus told him, you're going to deny me thrice.
Right.
Now, I don't know how to explain the whole thing, but I know that we'll see here in just a few minutes that everything was all right with Peter when Jesus died on the cross. So now, and the servant of, and verse 18, and the servant and officer stood there who had made a fire of coal, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. And I've heard a message or two about Peter warming with his enemies. But anyway, that's another time. And in verse 18, and the servants and the officers stood there who had made a fire, for it was cold, and the way they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them. So now I want you to see this morning, if I can get to it, and 21, I want you to see the end results of all. Well, let me read one more thing, and I'll get back with you because I hadn't read it all to show my point here. But notice in this capture here, and what we was talking about. And when, in verse 22, and when he had thus spoken, he's talking to these officers, and stood by, struck Jesus with his palm of his hand, saying, answerest thou the high priest so? And Jesus answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why smitest me?
Amen.
And Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas, the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples? And he denied it and said, I am not.
Mm.
So that fulfilled the three times that Peter would deny the Lord, and Jesus had told him, "You're going to deny me three times."
Right.
So there had to be something more to this than this. So one of the in verse 26, one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did not I see thee in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crowed.
Amen.
And so this is what we see so far. Now I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning on this. John 21:15, I believe it was 21:15. Yeah. John 21:15. John 21:15. So when they had dined, this is the supper after the resurrection of Christ, and Judas has already went and hanged himself, and he partook of the sop and went out and hung himself. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?" Now, these, I think, where I read in some references and all, are the disciples of Jesus. And he said, "Lovest thou me more than these?" And I read over here in another place where that when they come up on Jesus standing on the bank, and they were fishing, and he told them, "Bring the fish in," that they had fish laying there on the bank, but there was fish on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe he's talking about the fish that Peter laid upon there. But it won't work. So he's talking this morning about the disciples that are before him. Because, listen, "Lovest thou me more than these," the disciples, "he said unto them, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my lambs."
Amen.
Now the lamb is the smaller, the weaker, younger ones. And he said to him again, the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my sheep."
Amen.
He said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time. And the third time is that many times that Peter denied the Christ. And we think here that this was one of the reasons why that he asked him three times, to remind him of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other disciples that were there heard this, and John knew it. John knew what Peter had done. And so he said it for John's benefit, because I know John wrote some Bible after Peter had done that. So then I want to see something else. And in verse 17, he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me?" And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep."
Amen.
So this last time that Peter was grieved shows how much more closer he was to the Lord, and that he was getting the message that the Lord Jesus was, why he was asking him these things, and it just tore Peter's heart to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Lord, thou knowest me. Thou knowest you know my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is some of the things that I got out of these things that happened to Peter here. Then in verse 18, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girded thyself and walked whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not.
Right.
This spake he signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto let him follow me. And so here again we see that John wrote this this letter, and that Peter he wrote it and probably after Peter's death. And so all of this that is here is witnessed by John, and there's no ifs and ands about what went on that night as the crowd come and as Peter did his thing and all the things that went on in that thing. So I want you to see. Then Peter turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved, John, following, which also leaned on his breast to supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And so Peter was thinking more about what other people were doing, and I don't know if he had it in his mind to try to correct these things, because he knew he had been in these things. But then went this saying abroad among the brethren that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that he tarries or waits till I come, what is that to thee?
Right.
So this is the parable which testifies of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are so many other things which Jesus did, the which if they were should be written, everyone, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written.
Amen.
So this is the lesson this morning. I hope that it's give you a desire to study some and to look through the scriptures for things. But it's a lot of it there. It's a lot of it there if we just can be in the will of the Lord, and he'll show it to us. That's it. Thank you all so much.
Amen.